This is put on the recording. What's going on here? Just one second. Oh, there we go. Okay. Microphone is unmuted. Oh, no, that's what I wanted. Fine. Page Nunhei, we're in Rina, very gimel of Rina. The Ika, we said, your treasure, the essence of the word of tefillah is knowing who you're davening to, is Imuna. We'll see that again now. And we connected that to the Simcha, and when a person knows that he's Oymed Lifnei Hashem, so that creates Simcha. And that's what tefillah has to be, but Simcha even during the 9 days. The Chasam Sofer says that, many people say that. That doesn't mean that you're miserable the whole day. There's mamaitim b'simcha, whatever that is, whatever the dinim are. The Torah gives us dinim, you know, you can't shave, you can't thirst, you know, dinim avelis. Well, it's mamaitim b'simcha in the dinim that they are. But a person doesn't just daven b'simcha. If you're not daven b'simcha, that's not called tefillah. So, the Shevach gets you to realize that you're Oymed Lifnei Hashem. Who are you giving praise to if not Hashem? It helps to make that real. Okay, so let's see what he has in store for us today. There's also a small Hagolia. Let's try and see what ground we can cover. The first Yisod of Tefillah is Emuna. Vainu lahamin shiyesh boro loyla. You went in the last 2 9:30 shirims. Maybe I'll bring you a thought that I heard from Rav Pinkus. I brought it in the, we're learning Shara B'tochen there. A big thought in the Weiden B'tochen. There's something that Mafrias with what he's talking about. Yeah. To know, to have imuna, that there's a real living boira ilam, no less real than the camera sitting in front of your face right now. My picture's real. No, there's a boira. Now we know that's an avoid to be real with Hashem. So he gave you a sod. I heard him once. That's ma'od powerful generally and for yar as well. So we might be going into that a little bit since you haven't heard it. About the MS, Adain Eze Muvna Hamiti Shelimuna. That's not the ultimate true understanding of Imuna. That sounds pretty impressive, yeah? Yesh Bore Loilam, and you have to know that he's a living, real reality. Maisis Mamshis Vachai Lopachot Mikol Matthias Acheres Amukeres Lo. What could be more? What could you need more than that? Lo, Ze Lo Bidyuk. So what is it? That's not imuna. Anybody whose eyes are even half open, you don't need imuna to know there's a boira. Or how do you think the table got made? That just popped out of dust. So a person who's half awake knows that there's a boira. That's not imuna. That's your dear. The song that the world sings to Hashem, only a deaf person doesn't hear. There are a lot of people who don't hear and don't see. We see sometimes, we don't see sometimes, we hear sometimes, we don't hear sometimes. I'm the morning after my daughter got engaged, as you see and you hear it, because Hashem sort of rubbed your nose in it, how posh it is that he's running the world. If you look at the ishtadlis I made for this shidduch and what came out of the shidduch, I made no ishtadlis kimat. And not because I don't believe you have the next status. We haven't got started yet. We were just sort of starting, you know, you go to the beach, you start unpacking your bags, you know, you're not in the water yet. We were just sort of like treading around on the beach, and suddenly, you know, 1 week later, she's engaged. And so sometimes Hashem rubs your nose in it and you see it and you yarn it. But then we go back to sleep. One second. Sorry, my volume's off. What did you say? You muted, Eli. Are you still muted? Yeah, you muted. 1 second. You have to unmute yourself. There we go. Okay, got you. What were you saying?
Where's the boy from?
Yerushalayim.
And he's Anglo?
His grandparents are Anglos. His father's kind of Chetzi. His mother's full Israeli. He's full Israeli. He can't speak a word of English.
I hope it works out nicely.
I've got another one like that. I'd be very happy. I've got another who's called Kuli Israeli. I've got another son-in-law who they call Israeli. And he can't speak. Well, he's learned a bit of English now. He's picked up a few words, but it worked out perfectly. That's the Borei Olam. What can I do? That was another shidduch I made. I was making shidduchs, but I was in the wrong place. I was knocking on one door and Hashem opened up the other door. So I'm just saying, you have much of him like that, you know, where Hashem shows you, Yara Em. And then we go back to sleep. But it's not Imunah. That's what he's saying. You know, you've got five fingers. That's not because you have Imunah that you have five fingers, because you know you have five fingers. Somebody who doesn't know he's got five fingers, his eyes are closed. That's all. And if you open your eyes, you see that. You see, there's a boy Ra'ilam. There's a look at there. Avomishik kvar niftach o'enav. Hare ma'ata roi esa emes balio. Sama romenecha. Lift up your eyes heavenward. It's takel sivu v'secha. V'tiz bonen b'soichacho. V'ro mi bora eile. Mi bora eile. Open your eyes and have a look and ask yourself, how did that get here? You learn a bit of Shara Bechina. You know, but you hear that there's a boy Ra'ilam. That's five-finger clarity. So then what's Imunah about? If I've got five fingers, so what I need Imunah for? I know I've got five fingers. As Maze plays, this is a famous kasha. Many approaches to this. Rabbi Tetz spoke in the Yeshiva once. He gave a fantastic approach to this. Let's see what he says. Elai muven amiti shel Imunah, who la'amin sheyacholti yisbarach, he built the Baalas Tachlis. The Imunah is, it's not just that you see the boy, I mean, he does wonderful things. It's that his abilities are unlimited, but really unlimited. Not 99% unlimited, not big, but they stop at some point. They're infinite. And you have to have Imunah in that which your mouth can't express, and your ear can't hear, and your mind can't contain, clearly. That's how big Hashem is, because you can't talk about it, you can't hear it, you can't even think about it, it's too big. It's not that it's too big, sorry, that's not correct. It's not that it's too big, it's because it's infinite. It's not that it's just too big, you can't think about it. It's bli hagbalot, that's why we can't think about it. Well, kain kasher leiva adam, chaved alav machmas ezu tzora, why does a person get upset? Why is he desperate? Why is he belachatz? Why is he bemetach? Because he has a problem and he just doesn't see a pitaron. He's meyayish. He just doesn't see that there's any way to solve this problem. There's no way to get out of this. That's where the problem is in Imunah. If you believe there's no solution to your problem anymore, then you don't believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel. Hashem's got lots of simple, easy ways to get you out of your problem. You don't know what they are. But if you're meyashing and thinking there's no pitaron, it's because you don't understand the Kol Yochel of Hashem. Sherei Godel Hu. There's nothing missing from his toolbox is infinitely capable and there's all the solutions to all the problems. God forbid, Rahman Hassan, you have a sick person, he's lying in bed, broken, very upset, broken-hearted, because he knows the Roshim told him, we don't have a solution for you, and they've already given up. The doctor said, you can go home, really can't help you anymore. Suddenly they hear, the neighbors tell him, you know, we just heard, there's this world-famous doctor who's a specialist in your problem, just came to town. Just hearing that news, There's a doctor from America who's visiting in Israel now, and he's the biggest mumchi in the world. Already he feels hope. He hasn't even got an appointment with the guy yet. Oh, maybe he has a solution. Ulai. So he feels better. But if you know there, אם יאסכים הרפא לבוא אליו, ואם באמס בחלת הרפואי שר, אבל עצם זיק התקווה, ואפילו סוויקה, כבר משמח היא ומשנה את הגשו שר, והבוס פונוב, שתתקן רפואה למחלות. He's in Stanford. Will the doctor come to him? Will he be able to help him? הוא לא יודע. אבל the fact that maybe that already gives him simcha and hope. וכן מי שצריך לשלם חויב גדול, תוך זמן קצר, that's another thing that happens with פידוחים, וליבו עוצב עליו, שאני יודע מעין יסיק סכום גדול כזה בכמה שעות, he doesn't know where he's going to find this money. The numbers are, he doesn't even know how to write numbers that big. And he doesn't even know where he's going to find this money. He's got to pay his mortgage tomorrow. The guy's outside already with the mover truck from the court to take away and move him out of the house. That's it. הרים לפתר ישמו שיגיע אחד ממכיריו העמית בכנוסים כבר יירה על פונוב זיק התקווה. He sees a very good friend of his, a very wealthy guy, walking across the road. So before he's even gone to ask him, he has a bit of hope. וגם אם אני יודע, אם אמנם יכלתו מן המצי, doesn't this guy's going to be able to help him? But the fact that there's something he can do to get, there's someone there. אז הוא כבר מגניס תקווה. הרי לפנינו שאם אותם אנשים, החויל או בעל חויל, this sick person or this debtor, היו מאמין בקודש ברוך הוא, אפילו בסופק. Even if they would have אמונה with השם, even just בסופק, שבכל תסברך למצוא פתרון לבעיותיהם, where you going? Let's go back a bit. Already, if nine years in Moisam Anoshim, the Choyle and the Balchoyev, Hayim Amin Bakorish Bokha feel Batofik. Let's say you would have Imuna in a Shev, but it's Batofik. Like us, we bounce around a little bit in this. We don't have far finger clarity in our Imuna. Because it's Bachim Topitaron, Labayotayim. Can Hashem find solutions to your problem? Maybe. Ulai. Already, Gamka Shinil Rechoyle. Very nine. Kiviot, Shamatsev Abud, even though through our natural, Derech HaTeva perspective on reality, we think everything's lost. He would be filled with hope and simcha and betochen that Hashem can help him. Maybe. Ula yesh po pitaron. Person sees no solutions whatsoever. Someone says to him, there's this Chinese guy that does these needles or whatever. Maybe can help you. Already you got hope. No, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can maybe help you. So why don't we have hope? That's where the disconnect is. And I don't know if he's going to talk about it. I don't remember, but I want to. We have time today. I'll tell you. There's an insight here of his that is devastating. Mamash, I don't remember ever hearing anything so life altering as that. But let's see. Why don't we get it? What's blocking us? What's blocking us? Because it sounds poshut, no? Or was it kashir? We don't get either. It happens sometimes, you have a ma'amin, someone who's a ma'amin b'kodesh baruch hu, that he's shomei tfiloso, when he's got a very difficult problem, and he pours out his heart, bitter, he's pleading and begging before kodesh baruch hu, person has a daige, has a problem in his heart, speak to others. He goes to Hashem and he says, Hashem, look how bitter it is. Look how I'm hopeless. There's no solution to the difficulty, the evil of my problem. And he cries out to Hashem through his pain and his hopelessness. That doesn't sound like a wonderful tefillah of dveikus. He's pouring out his heart to Hashem. It's not just that it's not a tefillah of a ma'amin, but there's also a chashash, you're touching on apikorsis for kvira. But what are you talking about? He's talking to a chef. What is that first kviras? He's standing in front of Hashem, who's called Yochel, and he's saying, Hashem, I don't have a solution to my problem. If he really had Imunah and understood and recognized the awesome abilities and the incredible infinite chesed of Hashem, then he would have think differently. He would think like this. I'm talking to somebody who has all the solutions to my problem. But actually, somebody has a pitron, I don't go to Hashem brokenhearted and shattered. I'm talking to somebody who's got all the solutions, and only that, but he loves me and cares for me. And I'm telling you, how can you be b'tzavayush if you're sitting in the office of somebody who's got all the solutions and he wants to help you? I said, why are you mayayish? That's where the chashash epikorsis is. You go to Hashem and tell Hashem, listen, I don't know what to do. I don't have any solutions, but you've got all the solutions. Please, will you help me? Is it nachon? But you're standing in front of the total solution for all your problems. He's standing in front of you. You've been trying to get an appointment with this guy for 10 years and suddenly get an appointment with him, and he's got the keys to your problem, and you're standing there broken and muyash. He's a big loan from the bank. He just can't get an appointment with the bank manager to explain to him how terrible his situation is and how desperate he needs money. He knows if they were just giving 5 minutes with the Mela bank, he knows the bank manager will have mercy on him and he'll help him. Okay, so we got his situation. His mamash got a gun against him, he needs his money desperately. And he knows if he can just get a 5 minute appointment with the bank manager, he'll be able to. That would be the solution. We're able to get the bank manager to help him out. If he never mikra, no he's over autobus. Oh no, he happens to be on the bus. There's a guy sitting next to him, and they get schmoozing, and he starts telling this guy about his problems. He realizes this is the bank manager he's trying to get an appointment with. He's a simcha mitparetes bilibe rebegzeh. Can you imagine the simcha? He's got the guy on the bus. The guy's got no go anyway. He's a captive audience, this bank manager right now. So the 5 minutes that I wanted to talk to the bank manager, I've got it. Kainu kishnevadaba adam in boire. Umaskiret shmoy. You're talking to Hashem and you mention his name. Imrak yachshov lerega. Ma piru shmoy is parach. Who am I talking to? What does his name mean? If you just get that clear, I'm sitting next to the bank manager. I'm talking to the boy Roy of the Kol Yochel. Why? Is the Siyata Nishmaya? Why is the Siyata Nishmaya? Is the Mikra Mutlach? I'm sitting on the bus with the you know how many seats are on the bus? You know how many buses there are? And I'm sitting next to the guy. Mama, is the Siyata Nishmaya? Daf get me to pagash di kan be bet knesset be tfilosoi. Be tfilos shmonesre, oise shanim be the bet o achshav. This person that I met be mikre in the bet knesset, I'm talking to him now. Daf ge hu ze she be yodo zal. He's the bank manager I was looking for, kevi yochel. Ve gam oise hu lakom mi, she rak mevakesh men. He helps everybody that just asked. That's Imunah. Imunah is when you find the bank manager sitting next to you on the bus, and you suddenly realize the enormous Yatir Yishmai that and the simcha you feel when you daven Yishmon Esrei. What's the problem with Yishmon Esrei? We daven. We don't know who we did. There's not Boy Ra'ilam Tazov. Maybe I'll think about him once or twice. Even if I have Enkavona, what his name means, Hashem is past, present, future, Adon HaKol, Elokim is Kolab Balakoy Kula. We sang all the words and we have the Kavonas of because we don't stop to think like this. There's this Yatir Yishmai. I happen to stand up at my stand in a Kodesh Boch, standing right there in front of me. Wow. Is a luck. Wow, is a coincidence. Start thinking like that a little bit makes it more real. So I just want to tell you, we spoke about it quite a bit this week in the Shoyz Halavavas. One of the things that gets in the way with us here as well even if you get this, the kol yochol of Hashem, but there's a little voice in your head that says, inachinami, there's no problem too big for Hashem to solve. But if you know how big Hashem really is, Hashem's not bothering with all the little petty problems or whatever. You know, my 1,000 shekel choivs, there's a local kach manyenet Hashem. How can I get? It's embarrassing. You ask Hashem for a, you know, you struggle to get an appointment with the president of the bank, and he says, no, can I help you? Use all the protects in the world. And then you ask him for a 50 shekel loan. You know what I'm saying? You don't need the bank manager for that. That you can ask, you can ask the kid downstairs. What did you use up all your protects to get a message with the president, the meeting with the president of the bank to get a 100 shekel loan? That's how we feel sometimes in front of Hashem. I've got a meeting with Hashem. How can I bother Hashem with these little things? And it's a big Yetzer Hara. Why? Explains, Hashem's very big, Nachon. He's very big. He's called Yochol. What does that mean? So mitzad achad, there's nothing too big for Hashem. There's no problem. There's no issue that's too big for Hashem. Nachinami. That we don't have a problem with. That we all have. But what about the flip side of that? Is there anything too small for Hashem? Nothing's too small for Hashem either. For example, you can't jump to the moon because you're too small. You can't crawl into an ant hole because you're too big. Yeah? So Hashem can jump to the moon because he's so big, he's so infinite, he can do anything big. Yeah, but he's too big, he can't get into an ant hole. No, Hashem can get into an ant hole as well. Why? Not because despite the fact that he's big, he can do little things. But because he's so big, he can do little things. The little things that Hashem takes care of is an expression of untold godless. I mentioned the Moshel here once in another context, Lo Zecher. You come out of davening in Radin one day, and there you see the Chofetz Chaim playing ball with a six-year-old. He went all the way to Radin. You heard about the Chofetz Chaim. You're doing a teal through Europe. Then you want to go see the Chofetz Chaim. And there's the Chofetz Chaim in the chutz of the back there, playing ball with a little kid. You think to yourself, you know, I heard how big the Chofetz Chaim is. I understand. I'm like, oh, yes, look, I'm at that bayot shelo, at the katnas shelo, playing ball outside with a kid in the middle of davening, Markorepo, after davening. Yeah, but you're missing the picture here. It's not because the Chofetz Chaim is so big, but he's also got this little piece in him that's playing ball. It's because the Chofetz Chaim is so big that he can take time out to make a little kid happy. It's because he's so big. He's big, but he also can take care of a little kid. You know, he puts his bigness aside to take care of little things. No. That's not the plot. And it's a switch nifla. Because he's so big, he can do little things. It's an expression of his greatness. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us as well. Because Hashem's so great, he can get involved in my life. I'm just a speck of dust in the cosmic terms of things. So how can Hashem, why would Hashem be bothered with my little speck of dust? Because he's so great. He's involved in your life. He can even feel your pain and sumayach with you when you besimcha. Your simcha is in his chambers. Hashem needs me to make him happy. Yeah, because he's so great, he can even allow himself to allow you to make him happy. And that means that there's nothing in our lives that Akash Baruch is not concerned of. And the last piece that you need to chapia is it's not a little piece of Hashem that deals with the little problems we have. It's the entire entity of Kol Yochol, of the infinite Akash Baruch with all his koiches, is applying himself to your teeny little 50 shekel problem. That we have to get mamash clear. And it's a switch, and it's a chosh of a switch to make. Because the Yetzer comes along and says, Lachon Hashem's Kol Yochol, Vadai. And he's Merachem. But Hashem doesn't play ball with little kids. He's too big for that. Your problem is a six-year-old with a ball. Hashem doesn't do that. He's too big. No. That's an enormous expression of his godliness, that even the little things he takes care of. And when you see it, you know that's true. You know that's true. You see a tzaddik bending down and giving a street to a little kid. Untold greatness. I was once Zeicher. Somebody asked me to give a big amount of money, a big wad of dollars, but I'm thinking it was like a soccer ball of dollars to a certain Rosh Yeshiva. So he was in his office. I knocked on the door. I took my little kid with him. Once he got to the Rosh Yeshiva, he's damnut. I gave him for bracha for him. I don't know how old he was, 5, 6, whatever. Walked to the Rosh Yeshiva's office, and he knew that I was bringing him the money. So I walked in to give it to him. He took it from me, put it on the table. There was no flinch of reaction in his face. I give you a wad of dollars like that, you see a little knick, you know, your heart skips a beat, right? Nothing. It didn't faze him at all. And then he spent the next 5 minutes looking for a sweet to give my child. He checked his pockets, he opened his drawers, he opened the cupboards. When we left there, he couldn't find a sweet. He was so upset that he couldn't give my child a sweet. But I just gave you, I don't know, $200,000. If I finished what that money means to him, I don't know what he's going to do with the money. I don't care who you are. That money is a Yeshua Gedoyla for a Rosh Yeshua. Somebody puts that much money on your table, it means something to you. It meant nothing to him. Paul's man, he couldn't give my child a sweet. So tell me, Adam Godel Ma'odav, God can you, you know, most of the luck, you're not trying to make a kid happy. It was such an expression of godless. And you feel it when you see something like that happen. It's not because he's small. You see that, oh, goodness, a guy can ignore that money and for 5 minutes run around his office trying to find a sweet for a five-year-old. I don't know how to translate that into these words. Afterwards, I heard this from Rav Pinkus. I suddenly realized, wow, that's exactly what was going on. That was an expression of unbelievable godless, that sweet looking for the kid. And I never get the picture out of my head. So that's the story here. Okay, where did we get up to? Up to Dalit. Okay, Mr. Shem, next week we will grapple with Dalit. Beseda, you're muted again. Can't hear you. No, you.
Oh, all good. The best, Rabbi. Only nafas, only good things.
Oh, man, v'chein lema. Simchas by you. Plenty. Koyach for your simchas and nachas and brocha.
Amen, Rabbi. Kol tov. Have a great Shabbos.
Oh, man, v'chein lema. Kol tov.